going to apologize for absence. Maybe that is what I should do, but I'm trying to eradicate that word should from my vocabulary because it doesn't help me. It doesn't make me feel any better about any given situation. It just floods me with guilt and shame and a sense of lack or failure. So not using should anymore. Well, trying to practice it, of course. And I'm not going to apologize for absence. I feel that I've done that so many times here and elsewhere. Apologizing for not showing up. Apologizing for not doing something or being somewhere quick enough or present enough. Back in 2023, I said that Earth, Sea, Love, the podcast, would be back in the spring. Yearly and seasonally, we take a break to hibernate and restore, to rest. And that's what we've been doing. And if we needed to take an extended rest or a longer rest than anticipated, then so be it. I'm not going to start beating myself up about it, as there are enough people out there who do that. And I'm not going to join them. And with that no apology for absence comes that no offer of explanations or excuses. Nah, I'm not going to do that. Because my life, or living my life, or choosing to ride all those juicy waves of life shouldn't. Oh, you see what I did there? Nearly used shouldn't. So insidious how it slips in there like second nature. As I was saying, riding the waves of life comes with no apologies in my book, and I'm choosing to live by my book, my own handbook, more and more these days. Call it me embracing my creative fugitivity. But we'll have another episode about creative fugitivity another time, I think, real soon. But for now, I'd like to welcome you back to the Earth, Sea, Love podcast with our first episode of the 2024 season, with a special episode titled Palimpsest. Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Cherie Mack, and welcome back. Where you been? Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Earth, Sea, Love podcast. This podcast is for and about women of color and our relationship with nature. Hosted by me, Cherie Mack. The Earth, Sea, Love podcast is committed to exploring the experiences of women of color with Mother Nature. We want to provide spaces where the hidden voices in the environmental and conservation conversations can explore their relationship with the natural world. Inspired by our time spent outdoors, we amplify the voices of women of color, our stories, our conversations, interviews, photography, writing, and artwork. We'll be exploring our legacies, histories, and memories, which have had an influence and effect upon how we perceive ourselves within the natural world and within the environmental and climate justice movements. Welcome to the Earth, Sea, Love podcast. The Earth Sea Love podcast is a space for women, feminine, and non-binary people who are Black, Indigenous, people of colour to explore their relationship with nature. Thank you. So, hello again and welcome to the Earth Sea Love podcast. And this is a special episode being released in connection with the workshops we completed in 2023 with a number of groups of the global majority, with the help of funding from the Northumberland National Park Communities Fund, which is a grant scheme set up for communities to create projects that would support and contribute to the national park's remit designated for everyone. We and other community groups are supporting Northumberland National Park in becoming more welcoming to more and different people. So Earth Sea Love created a series of workshops, which we titled Palimpsest. Palimpsest workshops that took us along Hadrian's Wall in a Breamish Valley to explore the historical significance of these places and spaces upon our present beings. While out there, we walked and talked, and we also collected some responses around what nature and being connected to nature means to some of the participants. Go any further, let's share what we think and practice around this concept of palimpsest. Don't you just love that word? From a personal point of view, I've been allowing this word palimpsest to roll off my tongue for years now. I first came into contact with the term palimpsest back in 2013, when I was writing found poetry, and it was mentioned in relation to the process and the product produced found poetry. How there's always echoes of the source material speaking through to the poet as they create something new from the borrowed lines and phrases. It's reinterpreting the words found elsewhere into another piece of work, but still allows the traces of the original to shine through. Palimpsest. A voice writing over other voices and words and being a chorus, a symphony of words and sounds. I loved this idea and went on such a trip with found poetry. But let's step back and think about the original meaning of the word palimpsest and how I've been using it throughout the years to apply it to the world around us as well as the worlds within us. Palimpsest, the noun, derived from palimpsest, a word origin from the mid-17th century via Latin, from Greek, from the Greek palimpsesto, from palin, meaning again, plus sesto, or rubbed smooth. Palimpsest was first used to describe manuscripts. A manuscript or piece of writing material on which later writing has been superimposed on the intentionally erased or taken away of the earlier writing. And I love that idea and the visual of where past writings bleed through the words superimposed on top, like a haunting. Palimpsest, something reused or altered, but still bearing visible traces of its earlier form. Love, love, love. And I can see this at play in my visual journaling practice, where the base layer of paint smeared or scraped across the page can be still seen or traces through, leaves an impression as I place on top the images, the quotes, the words in ink. The concept of palimpsest is integral to my work and practice, as well as the finished pieces that I produce, as they are present, palimpsests are present upon the page or canvas, as there's an accumulating of washes, a building up at the surface, at the same time as providing recognition of internal depths. And then through my reading and research, I found other meanings for palimpsest. And then I've also taken a bit creative license and applied palimpsest to my own explorations of ways of making meaning of this so-called life. There are palimpsest landscapes where different layers of bedrock, soil, vegetation cover connect and support each other, with outcrops erupting through the surface at moments of weakness. Here, I'm thinking of the outcrops we see along the Northumberland coast, where whinstone, hard, dark, crystallized rock, has cooled and contracted to produce vertical cracks along which rocks break through in columns from the bedrock to the surface, wind. So, as Eric Mugler has stated, quote, "The earth is remade into its own after image, a palimpsest landscape where we can witness the sedimentation of outmoded futures that have yet to come to pass and will surely have happened again. Here, the earth is an archive and its form is stratigraphic," end quote. I love the idea of the earth as an archive as well. Or, as the landscape architect Ian H. Thompson writes, quote, "Steeped in the literal and metaphorical, landscape architecture is a field that marries our cultural conceptions of paradise with the geographies we inhabit. Landscape planning does not begin with a blank slate. Our geographic landscape, just like our ideological one, is a multi-layered record," end quote. Palimpsest, a landscape altered where traces of its history will remain. Finally, I argue we as human beings are living, breathing palimpsests. We experience our day-to-day events, happenings and traumas, storing data and memories in our bodies which come into this world with our ancestors' stories already embodied. Over time, memories are laid down, are processed and changed and become narrated stories, while traumas are never processed and remain stuck. Stored in our bodies and psyches, they're transgenerational hauntings, our metaphorical palimpsests. The body remembers. For my contribution to the group exhibition at the Baltic Centre for Contemporary Art, in 2022 to 2023, called Hinterlands, I created a multidisciplinary installation called A Country Journal of a Black Woman in Northumberland, which conjured up a composite black woman from within my matrilineage, my family, but also my creative matrilineage, to create visual journal spreads from her heart and hands, where she was peeling back the ancestral layers to examine her sense of belongings within language, the landscape, and herself. The Palimpsest Workshops Rural and Urban Connections Project, made possible through the Community Grants Fund of Northumberland National Park, included visits to Walltown, Hadrian's Wall and Breamish Valley to experience and explore firsthand the layers within the landscape, the history, the social cultural layers through Hadrian's Wall, prehistoric hill forts and flora, which indicated and continue to indicate the presence in the present of the past, which was multicultural, and that diverse people were within this northeast region. And it was important, we thought, that people of the global majority now could have the opportunity to recognize and appreciate this and relate to this. The project aimed to engage ethnically marginalized people within this area's history and heritage through unearthing and exploring these diverse layers within the area in order to root us more firmly now within the Northumberland culture, landscape and histories. So when asked that question, when out there walking and talking, what or why is your connection to nature so important? One participant responded with,
because it's part of me. I need it. I can't do without it. You know, if I don't have nature, then I'm gone. I'm part of the soil, the trees, the earth, everything, you know? And, you know, having a space where I can't actually see green or, you know, hear the birds, it's utterly depressing. I had that during COVID. It was horrible. And then coming back and you're in this space and you're just uplifted and you forget some of the things. Like, you know it's there in the background, stresses, but you always feel better when you're out here.
Another participant, using English as a second language, I may add, but was saying this with such a massive smile on his face.
Yeah, I feel like I'm alive. I feel very, very nice. I forgot all the troubles. I feel I'm in as a world. Thank you very much.
And another participant said,
because I'm seeing wonders of the world. Yeah. I'm asking some questions, but I don't get answers. Yeah. So what how question? The things, just the way that water, it is just coming from the mountain. Where is it coming? Okay, how is it, where is the source from there? Yeah. Those are my questions. I don't get the answer.
Do you want the answers?
The answers. I can think geographically, maybe it is coming in between the rocks. Yeah.
And let's just end this episode with another participant. Enjoyed the walks, collected plants and flowers during the walk, and then went away and reflected on our workshops and what nature meant to her and that nature connection.
Nature is so wide that it's a combination of every living creature and non-living. Not forgetting human beings being part of nature. So, stop and breathe in. Think what nature is and what it means to you. In a way, it makes you happy, comforter, heals, makes you healthy, and companion, that you are not alone in the surrounding. Listen to the wind blowing in the grass and trees, water gently flowing, birds flying and singing different songs to their happiness and communication, and so on. Very interesting. Now, if someone told you that trees never communicate, it would be a big, big lie. Just take some quiet time in the open air. I'm sure you get it all. You get what it means to listen to nature. Nature in every way is beautiful and very interesting. Thank you.